The law of receiving says whatever you major on with your eyes, whatever you major on with your ears, and whatever you major on with your mouth will enter into your spirit man. Then, when acted upon, that which you have majored on, my word or the world, shall overcome and overwhelm your life. Self-desire is a poison to the spiritual life of my children. As one believes on the precious sacrifice and resurrection of my dear Son, they become the righteousness of God in my sight. But it is only as they abide in the Anointed One and His anointing that they shall have the assurance in their heart that every word they speak and every action they take is the product of a righteousness consciousness abiding within them, a position that assures that everything they say and do releases the anointing, force of righteousness. Truly I say to you, in this last hour I am raising up a group who shall minister absolute truth in the fullness of conviction, the fullness of my power and love. And, as they go forth with my compassion, burning in their heart, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power abiding within them shall be continually released upon all who cross their path, and miracles such as the earth has never seen before shall manifest to a continually greater degree, and Satan and his forces shall experience a terror that I have reserved for him until this time. For is it not written, Behold the tempest of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a sweeping, raging tempest. It will burst on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has performed and until he has accomplished the intent of his heart. In the latter days you will understand this. Jeremiah 30, verses 23 and 24. Truly I say to you, it is a most dangerous thing for any of my children to align themselves in any way with the lies of the evil one. For in this time I shall send forth my holy apostles and prophets to root out and expose any and all corruption in the leadership of my people. For my pure and perfect light shall radiate from the very core of my holy bondservants and handmaidens I send forth, and all those who continue to stand in their rebellion shall come face to face with my wrath, anger. For it is written, For in it, the revelation of the gospel of the kingdom, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, The righteous man shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Let this one thing become perfectly clear in the hearts of all those who truly love me. Cast down any ground of self-desire. For if it is not cast down in a spirit of true repentance, then the leaven of it, unrighteousness, shall surely consume them, and they shall become impotent in the face of Satan's assignment of destruction and death against them in this final hour. The fear of man, the fear of what others think, precludes one walking in the fullness of the ministry that I have called them to. It is only as one abides in perfect obedience that enables me to bring forth the necessary confrontation. That is, they shall be brought face to face with the ground of fear, and as they speak the perfect words of faith and love in a spirit of non-compromise, that love shall cast out, push aside, expel all fear. Truly I say to you, all those of my children who will persevere in this shall be found fit and ready for front-line action in this season of warfare against Satan and his forces. The same anointing, the Holy Spirit, that empowered Jesus to walk sinless and error-free in ministry is available to all those who continually heed the command to guard their heart, and thus their anointing, with all diligence. In this last hour I shall both expose and consume, demolish, tear down, any and every element of a sin consciousness in the midst of my people. Praising me is excellent and worshiping me is wonderful, but the highest expression of love for me, and thus an absolute and continual thanksgiving, is for one to abide in perfect obedience, love. Self-desire, self-agenda, is always at the root of any unordained busyness or relationship in the midst of my people. We must continually exercise a holy intolerance towards sin, but we must maintain an abiding compassion, a deep yearning desire to do them good and set them free with the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God, the anointing, towards the sinner. Fear blocks the release of the anointing abiding within. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death, for death cannot touch, harm, overcome in any way, life, Zoe. Speaking the truth in a spirit of self-exaltation, self-righteousness, in no way constitutes love towards the one, ones, being spoken to. One cannot have perfect discernment apart from a perfect love towards me and towards all others in their sphere of existence. The fulfillment of godly desire satisfies continually. The fulfillment of self-desire continually leads one into an ever-deepening dissatisfaction. I have given you much power and authority in my kingdom, my beloved ones. Use it and use it well, righteously, in the power of my spirit. Fear is activated by self-will, self-desire, and is always rooted in the fear of losing someone or something, particularly the control over one's own life. Faith is always activated by a divine love for me and for my will, and exercised with a view to gaining something for, and thus furthering, the church and the kingdom. A preconceived, presumptuous notion is any thought taken, held to, word spoken, or action carried out apart from a revelation of my will and the unction of my spirit. I am about to pour out my goodness upon my faithful ones in this hour. When you pray, expect immediate results. Any wrong, inordinate relationship with flesh and blood begins in a wrong, inordinate relationship with me. To the degree that one controls their own life, it is to that degree that they will attempt to control the others around them. Whatever spirit dominates a life of the one ministering shall be imparted to the one being ministered to. The retaining of any element of self-desire precludes the receiving of the necessary revelation in any given moment. Seek first the manifestation of my kingdom, my power, my authority, and my anointing, and thus come to abide in righteousness, and you shall have no limitations. The spirit of consecration shall rest heavily upon all those who cross the path of my holy apostles and prophets, and thus shall provoke deep within them a deep and reverential fear and awe of me. The inner chamber is that place wherein one communes with me in secret, and it means shutting out the world and shutting in themselves unto me. To the degree that one conforms to the world and its ways, it is to that degree that they are in bondage to and under the authority of it. The entire world is beset by a spirit of gluttony, self-indulgence in some form. This last wave of the fivefold ministry shall be servants, and I shall use them to honor, exalt greatly, even the youngest of believers. And truly I say to you, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last in this final hour. When one withdraws money out of their earthly bank account, it decreases. When one withdraws money from the heavenly bank account, with a view to distributing it in obedience to the still small voice of my spirit, it increases. Every one of my children must continually put themselves in the position wherein they are cleansed from all defilement of flesh and spirit, for it is only in this position that they can be a continual and open vessel of my best blessing to all who cross their path. If one is walking in a perpetual state of being cleansed from all defilement of flesh and spirit, then there is no limit to what I can do through them. People immediately become desperate to justify themselves if and when their very existence, self-agenda, is threatened in any way. My heart is always touched by the faithfulness, love, and obedience of my people in even the smallest details. Just because one has the finances to carry out my will, it does not necessarily mean that in itself is enough. An abiding wisdom must be applied at all times in any given situation, circumstance. In this time, those who have humbled themselves before me shall be greatly honored by me, and I shall use my holy apostles and prophets greatly as a vessel of impartation of that honor. Always remember, my beloved ones, that when Israel was right with me, They were unstoppable before their enemies and continually laid great devastation upon them. In that context, Israel is a clear type and symbol of the glorious church. And truly I say to you, the devastation I have planned for Satan and his forces, schemes, between now and the catching away of my church shall be unparalleled. Everything I give my holy apostles and prophets shall be expressed in absolute terms, for the hour is late, and the aforementioned final judgment of my household has begun. That way of thinking, the laws of the land being placed and adhered to above my word, will, is born out of a ground of secret, unconscious desire to retain some sort of fellowship with the world, regardless of the spiritual dressing given to it. When one is slow of heart to obey me, they create a deficit in another's life. Any holding to an element of self-desire hinders the renewing of the mind. The place of abiding in love is the place of abiding in a faithful giving, sharing, spirit, soul, body, and financially. As one abides in perfect love, obedience, my perfection shall be continually set in motion in every aspect of their life and ministry. Perfect love waits for no man, refuses to acknowledge any agenda originating from the mind of the flesh. My angels know my mind and will act instantly and in perfect accordance with concerning my highest will in any given situation as soon as the word of life, blessing, is spoken. My angels know my mind and will act instantly and in perfect accordance with concerning my highest will in any given situation as soon as the word of life, blessing, is spoken. True, divine love has no conditions attached to it. The entire empowerment of the spiritual life is rooted and grounded in obedience, love. The only people who are going to stumble in this hour are those whose heads have become too big, and thus they are not able to discern the position of their feet, spiritual adultery and fellowship with the world, instead of having both feet firmly planted in my kingdom. Gethsemane is a type and symbol, pattern, to my holy bondservants and handmaidens, of that final and absolute decision to exercise, abide in, and obedience unto death, self-denial, the acceptance of the totality of my will, at all cost, to oneself. Many of my children have spent so much time with their feet firmly entrenched in the world that they have retained some of its authority in their lives. I offer any one of my children a clear and deep revelation of what authority truly is and what it means to be a true delegated authority, if they will give me my proper place, preeminence in their lives continually. Tell my children that as far as they are concerned, there is only one law, the law of love, and it is a law that both surpasses and transcends all other laws. Is it not written, "Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love, obey him." And again, "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." And again, "Have you not made distinctions among yourselves, and become judges with evil motives, reasonings? If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law, the law of love, according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty, for judgment will be merciless to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." And again, "Is it not written, 'You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? You have condemned and put to death, stoned, the righteous man. He does not resist you. And again is it not written, Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until it gets the early and late rains. You too, be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. The law, principle of perfect obedience, love, states this, that any word or act, and the physical circumstances produced thereof, that has its origin in my love, and is therefore a product of my highest purpose, is always the highest law, order, and it will supersede every law of man that is not in perfect accordance with a revelation of my will, word. The law is perfect. It is only those who attempt to keep it that are imperfect. It is only Christ, the Anointed One in His anointing, that can empower one to walk above the law. And have I not called each and every one of my children to abide in Christ? Tell my children to lay aside their folly, self-righteousness, a works-oriented, self-exaltive state that produces nothing but death in the midst of my people. Truly I say to you, I shall judge thoroughly the ungodly morality that binds the hearts of many of my children. For I am the one and only judge, and yet many have taken it upon themselves to judge my people. And truly I say to you, they do so unrighteously. Let this be made clear. I am going to judge all unrighteousness in the midst of my people in this hour. Self-desire is a deadly thing, spirit, soul, body, and financially. In the world, knowledge exalts itself. In the kingdom, the true, revealed knowledge exalts me, which in turn allows me to exalt all those who have my exact knowledge, which in turn allows them to go forth as fools in the sight of the world, in order to deliver those in the world from their foolishness and sinful pride. Having a spirit of integrity does not mean that one never makes a mistake in their discerning of my will, and thus may travel off course a short ways. It means that if there is a wrong discernment and or action on the part of one having a spirit of integrity, they shall immediately and ultimately, at all cost to self, rectify the aforementioned blip. Thus, in my sight, their absolute integrity was, is, always before me. For I do not judge, discern as a man judges. I look upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Jesus. Quite simply, those in the world have a long memory, because those in the world are bound by the spirit of unforgiveness. And therefore, in that system, once one is wronged, it is never truly forgotten, as it is only the power of my blood that can release one from the bondage of unforgiveness. When one is walking in absolute truth, Satan must combat it with an absolute lie. If one abides, dwells, near a perpetual spring, they will never visit the parched places. There is not one faithful wife in the body of Christ who deep in their heart does not desire God's best for their husband, regardless of any surface fears. Too often husbands blame their wives and wives blame their husbands for their lack of consecration, when in reality it is the simple refusal on the part of one or both to obey me. For from the place of obedience both shall reach the fullness of the stature of Christ, and thus fulfill my highest purpose in their marriage, corporate union, whatever that may be. Every one of my children must come to the point wherein they realize that sin is pointless, futile, non-profitable. The failure of many to discern the significance of crowns, 1 Peter 5:4, has been due to a mental ascension of my plan for a glorious church, a holy people who abide in the fullness of their precious inheritance in Christ. Because they have maintained a sin consciousness, they have perpetuated the lie that the greatest part of one's inheritance is after they depart their physical existence. But truly I say to you, I have a warfare to wage and a severe judgment to exact, and therefore I shall continually reveal my provision, the Christ, in His absoluteness in these last days. This warfare that my remnant church will wage in this last hour is found in a type and symbol in the Israelites as they enter deeper and deeper into the promised land, the essence of the type and symbol being that other than the acts of obedience required of them, They literally had to do nothing themselves in their own understanding and strength. For in their obedience my power was released, and no enemy could stand before them. And truly I say to you, so shall it be in this very last of the last hour, the final stretch to the fullness of glory. All those who truly love me are beginning to find out that there is much more available to them in their faithfulness than they ever dreamed was possible in this earth, this side of heaven itself. Truly I say to you, it is possible, for all things are possible to those who will maintain a believing heart. Many think that they have arrived, but truly I say to you, before one can arrive in the fullness of their kingdom position and destiny in Christ, they must first depart the world and its ways, and indeed all that is apart from me. Jesus, as it was in the days before my entering into the earth, great darkness shrouds this world, but truly I say to you, a great and glorious light, my glorious church, shall shine forth in this final hour, such as this earth has never seen before. The spiritual impulses, impressions, and glimpses given by my spirit that rise up out of a heart that is wholly given shall become full-blown revelation in this season, as one continually guards their heart with all diligence. In the unrenewed mind, everything is geared to limit, hinder me, but you have the mind of Christ. For one to do one's own thing is for one to do the devil's thing. There is no doubt in my the kingdom. My judgment always produces my greatest eternal benefit in the life of the one being judged. Therefore, even though the aforementioned judgment may seem harsh to the undiscerning, it is, in essence, always my perfect love towards them to set them free from all unrighteousness. The root ground that allows a spirit of legalism to establish a stronghold in one's life and ministry is the fear of man, seeking after the approval of men, self-glory, and their assignment is to ensure their captive in a web of perpetual self-exaltation, self-effort, and self-agenda. If one is not empowered, blessed by love, then they will not be able to empower, bless anyone else. The leaven of unforgiveness is a bitter root which, if not forsaken, shall poison one's entire existence. Without a continually deeper working of the spirit of the cross, one shall never come to the place wherein they can be trusted with the full measure of the power that abides within them. As one abides in love, day after day, after day, the leaven of compassion shall surely consume them, and it is in this place that I am enabled to trust them with the aforementioned full measure of anointing, my power. My word is to be preached, ministered, in the power of resurrection and the authority of ascension, in the spirit of the cross. Tell my children to make certain that their word level is higher than their world level. For it is certain that this shall be the deciding factor between absolute victory and absolute defeat in any given situation in this last hour. To the degree that pride is found in one's heart, it is to that degree that they shall hold to unforgiveness in some form, resentment, bitterness, etc. If one holds to any fear of what others think, then it is certain that they shall exalt the world system and its ways over the kingdom and my ways. You have to always remember, my beloved ones, that if people really knew what they were doing in their sin and unbelief, then it is certain that they would not be doing it. Therefore, through the discernment of my spirit, always attack the root. I will give you the necessary revelation that they might be set free, and thus come to a knowledge, revelation, of the reality of their situation. Having been loved by divine love, one can never settle for the emotional gratification that many attempt to define as love. Soulish relationship. Revel in, enjoy, hurting the devil. Many of those walking in a position of leadership in the church at this time are running to and fro, being accountable to flesh and blood. But this accountability is not of me. It is simply the seeking after the approval of others, and is rooted and grounded in the fear of what man thinks. Truly I say to you, in this time I shall deal thoroughly with these prideful ones, and I shall send forth my holy apostles and prophets in order to show them what true accountability really is, the measure of one's obedience toward my will, word, and spirit. These aforementioned prideful ones remain in the place wherein they are sustained by a great self-satisfaction. But truly I say to you, I am not satisfied, and thus I shall expose the true motivation of every one of my children's works, righteous or unrighteous, and all shall clearly see those who have loved, obeyed me, and those who have not. Always remember this, the true stamp of approval, accountability, comes first and foremost from me. For what do I have to do with the folly of carnal men and women being found accountable for other carnal men and women? Truly I say to you, nothing. For this self-exaltive action is simply the product of a spirit of idolatry. Is it not written that I am a jealous God? Truly I say to you, it is time for the vast majority of my children to wake up and come into the place wherein they maintain a soberness of spirit before me. For these are the days wherein I shall tear down by my spirit the spirit of judgment and burning, the social structures that have hindered greatly the true sanctification that I desire for each one of my children, the true sanctification without which no one can see me or hear me, my voice. Let all those who truly love me hearken to these words I have just spoken, in order that I might continually elevate them and thus spring them into the proper position, true kingdom position, I have for them within my church. For it is only from this position, the center of my will, that one's accountability is valid. The intercession that my holy apostles and prophets have been in these past 15 years concerning the leadership in my church is about to take legs. Unbelief on the part of parents always manifests itself in a hatred towards their children. Perfect obedience on the part of parents always manifests itself in an abiding, perfect love towards their children. All true accountability has both its beginning and its end in my throne room, before my face. There shall be no stone left unturned in this final hour. Truly I say to you, in this last hour the righteous shall be clothed with honor, but in the same way it is certain that the unrighteous shall be clothed with dishonor. I have not called my children to handle injustice by cursing it. A fool is one who acts apart from God. Leaning upon one's own understanding is rooted and grounded in lawlessness. All self-effort is rooted and grounded in fear and mistrust of God and His Word. When one maintains sin, disobedience, in their life, they also maintain a sin consciousness and a consciousness of sin. All willful unforgiveness is a blatant dishonoring of the precious blood of Jesus. Poverty and lack always betray a root of pride and false humility. Self-indulgence is the root of all debt. All those who hold to the doctrine of cheap grace presume that, mentally assent to, my grace, is the continual overlooking of irresponsibility, rebellion, and sin. It is not. While my mercy endures over one as long as there is still a seed of desire in their heart to repent, my grace is accessed by the believing and trusting heart. Good ownership leads to a deeper rooted possessiveness. Good stewardship leads to a deeper rooted love of giving and handling all things concerning my will with a pinpoint accuracy. A single eye will always reveal and produce the true motivation of one's heart in their time spent with me in the inner chamber. It is an abomination to me that many of my children refuse, in their rebellion, to walk, abide, in faith, love. Attempting to be holy by the arm of the flesh, one's own strength and understanding, is utterly futile. Faith without true corresponding actions, actions carried out in the revelation and power of my spirit, is in reality unbelief. Purity and innocence are two of the prerequisites to abiding in my power in this last hour. There is no real wisdom or real power in lies. There is no real wisdom, and there is no real power in fear. For worldly wisdom and fear, and the exercising thereof, is foolishness in my sight, and in the light, revelation, of the glorious provision I have made in my beloved Son. as one comes to abide in my word, will, then it is certain that the spirit of wisdom and revelation shall continually supersede the spirit of mental assent, soulish reasonings in the power of one's own understanding. I am going to use my holy apostles and prophets to bring all the true doctrine together in this last hour before my people. A stronghold is a demonically influenced pattern of thinking, mindset. A word to the remnant church. In this hour I shall raise up leaders from my places of obscurity to take the place of all those who have steadfastly refused to repent of the arrogance and pride, self-righteousness, that consumes their every word and deed. Because they have forsaken the inner chamber, intimate fellowship with me, they have allowed the evil one to deceive them into thinking that they, in their critical and self-exalted judgment, are part of the solution, and that they are never part of the problem. But truly I say to you, my righteous judgment shall be poured forth upon them, before those they criticize, condemn, for they have committed a very serious offense against me and against my body, church. I shall send forth my holy apostles and prophets, and I shall pour forth my holy fire, light, through them, for it is time for all of the impurities to be removed from the midst of all those who truly love me, and it is also time for all of the stumbling blocks to be laid low, so that they might no longer keep my people in the bondage and darkness they perpetuate, a bondage and darkness that keeps, blinds, many from a deep and abiding revelation of the law of love and what it truly means. Everything that pertains to life, Zoe, and godliness, agape. I have raised up certain apostles and prophets in this hour to counteract the divisive schemes of the evil one, and I shall bring together, through them, every true doctrine, revelation, and true movement, work of my spirit, true spiritual environments, and I shall unite all those who truly love me as one in Christ. In this most critical hour, each and every one whose heart is wholly given to me shall gain a continually deeper revelation of the blessed anointing that abides within them. And they shall quickly come to the realization that it is I who have made the provision for their empowerment to dwell in the place of perfect obedience to my word and the voice of my spirit. And so shall a glorious church rise up in this hour in the midst of seeming chaos. And so shall the darkness, all unrighteousness, flee from the radiating power that flows forth from her in torrents in this most glorious hour. Every element of sin consciousness denies in some way the precious blood of Jesus. There is a difference between order and structure. Structure is a byproduct of the works, organization of men, and order is of me, both established and maintained by my spirit. My words explain my purposes. Heart on, hands off. I have given my holy apostles and prophets great power and anointing and authority in my church, to affect and reach my children with the gospel of the kingdom, even unto the ends of the earth. And I shall send them forth in this time to devastate key strongholds of the enemy, and I shall release a powerful and illuminating vision, revelation of the local church, through them, and I shall begin to establish a glorious foundation in the midst of all those I have given to them, a foundation upon which my glorious church shall be both built and prepared for her remaining days in this dispensation. Always remember that I am with you, both in the times of seeming great darkness that are to come, and in the times of great and glorious light. Indeed, always remember that I am with you. All true submission to my delegated authorities is born out of a heart wholly given to me, and to a perfect obedience to my word, will, and my spirit. One is either going to be found ministering wholly unto me, or ministering wholly unto themselves. Any one of my delegated authorities who seeks to control, financially or any other way, those I have given to them has already submitted themselves to the spirit of Balaam, and, unless a deep and thorough repentance on their part is forthcoming, they shall begin to perish, become uncovered, in their greed and covetousness. My love and my power and my grace shall always transcend any and every manifestation of false authority in the midst of my people. For truly I say to you, even where sin abounds or has abounded, In that very place shall my grace abound much more. I shall never allow those who will hear my voice to enter into that place of an abiding deception, and I shall surely let all those words spoken in my name, but which are not of my spirit, fall to the ground, and I shall bring my anointed vessels upon that scene to elevate all those who will hear to a place far above the self-serving motivations and lies previously spoken. To the degree that a shepherd, pastor, hears their master's voice, it is to that degree that their sheep hear the master's voice through them. Casual conversation, unwholesome words spoken, is sinful and serves only to de-elevate my people. Always remember, casual conversation ultimately produces casualties. Casual, negligent, nonchalant, unwholesome, words that do not wholly line up with the word, will of God, in meaning and intent, love, faith. An act of treachery is any word or action spoken or taken against those who are in service to the king and his kingdom. Treachery, a violation of faith, betrayal of trust, disloyalty, in this case, to the will of God. Any selfish action taken in the midst of my children is, in reality, an act of hatred. Perfect obedience will continually release the anointing that abides within. If one is not operating in a corresponding action to faith, love, obedience, then they are operating in a corresponding action to fear, selfishness, disobedience. Yes, my beloved ones, I have come to look upon the church, and now I shall have my say in the midst of my people, in order that I might prepare perfectly all those of my children who truly love me for the soon return of my beloved Son. A word to the remnant church concerning divine restoration. I shall abide in my holy apostles and prophets, and they shall abide in me. And I shall reveal myself, the true nature of my fatherhood, through them wherever they go, and in whatever they speak. And I shall bless, empower them with a special anointing of my holy fire, a fire that shall consume every misrepresentation and lie concerning me. And this anointing of fire shall also release great waves of healing and restoration in the wake of the path that I shall lead them on. And I shall lead them to many, and I shall lead many to them. For truly I say to you, the multitudes shall see a great light, and as that great light exposes any and every ground of irreconciliation concerning their relationships with their fathers and mothers, and therefore their irreconciliations with me, I shall supernaturally heal and restore all who will simply cast down any remaining ground of unforgiveness within them, for I cannot and will not honor unforgiveness in any way, shape, or form. Because of these things, many shall come for the first time into a proper relationship with me. And truly I say to you, from this place they shall then take their true position of leadership, servanthood, within the body of Christ, and in their perfect restoration there shall immediately come forth a great and glorious restoration of the family, and a great and glorious restoration of true spiritual authority in the midst of all those who truly love me. And there shall not be any religious spirit found to be standing in their path. And thus shall the final stages of my great and glorious plan come to pass, and, in that moment, the fullness of time, I shall receive my precious sons and daughters into my very presence for eternity. If one is continually looking for the outward blessing, then it is certain that they will, to that same degree, ignore, be blinded to, the inward blessing that I have bestowed and continue to bestow upon my children. This season shall bring forth the manifestation of the fullness of the office of the apostle, and because of this, every other office of the fivefold ministry shall begin to reach its full manifestation in the remnant church throughout the nations. This shall not only begin a rapid birth and expansion of all five offices, ministry gifts, within the congregations of the righteous, it will cause, as in a supernatural chain reaction, all those whose heart is wholly given to me to enter into the fullness of their kingdom position as they partake of the special anointings upon this first of the last wave of my holy apostles and prophets. A word to the remnant church concerning the third day anointing. Through the anointing, abiding within my holy apostles and prophets, I shall begin to elevate all those of my people who truly love me to heights heretofore unseen by them, and they shall begin to operate for the first time in the fullness of the authority that is theirs in Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing. And they shall go forth in such power and glory that all those who cross their path shall be astounded. Those whose hearts are toward me to any degree shall immediately come under a powerful and heavy anointing of total and absolute consecration. And from this place they shall go forth, in some cases even as babes in Christ, to devastate every stronghold and scheme of Satan in their path. And I shall literally multiply, expand my church at a rate that is, at this time, incomprehensible to even the most sanctified of my children. Those who strive to maintain any degree of religious activity shall be forced to flee from the anointing of truth and righteousness upon my holy vessels in this hour, but they shall know deep within themselves that something is very wrong. At first, they will be deceived by the evil one into thinking that it is what they have witnessed in those I have placed in their path that is wrong. But any who have even the smallest seed of the desire to love me shall gain the necessary enlightenment, and I shall lead them into their proper position within the local church. And for the first time in their entire lives and ministries, they shall be found to be serving me in perfect righteousness, for they shall be freed of all bondage to the religious spirits who, up until the freed one's time of a deep and thorough repentance, had both controlled them and used them to persecute, hinder my sent ones. Note, the four chief characteristics of the third day anointing are clarity, the impartation of godly zeal, holy fire, divine light, and power, the impartation of grace. This hour shall bring forth the greatest resurrection and restoration ever seen concerning the family. Through the anointing abiding upon my holy apostles and prophets, every scheme of Satan in the midst of the families who have cried out to me for healing shall be both exposed and devastated. And I shall superabundantly pour forth my love and heal perfectly every rift and division which had been both caused and maintained by this root of unforgiveness on the part of one or many of the members. And these glorious families shall immediately turn and seek out by my Spirit any other families in need of healing and forgiveness. This shall begin a chain reaction that shall not only set the captives free in the midst of the church, but shall spill out into their entire sphere of existence, the world, and vast multitudes shall experience my divine love, and they shall gain the immediate and necessary revelation of my word that they need in order to come into that place which I have for them concerning their families, a place far above both the wiles and the destructive attacks of the evil one, a place both ordered and sustained by revelation knowledge, a place which shall be found to be impenetrable in any way by any force which has its origin apart from my word and my spirit. This hour shall bring forth the manifestation of my perfect order, true spiritual authorities in their perfect position within my church, in the midst of my people, both individually and corporately. This shall be initiated as each and every one of my children throughout the entire earth truly acknowledge me in all their ways, that I might direct their paths. As my children are faithful to do this, I shall either confirm their present position as being correct and give them immediate and further instructions concerning their part in the establishment of my true church, and or I shall reveal to them the delegated authorities I have raised up for their protection and their edification. In most cases, I shall lead them to my selected holy apostles and prophets, particularly those who have already received their call to the fivefold ministry, and cause them to enter into relationship with them in and by my Spirit. These things which I have just spoken have no physical boundaries. Each and every assignment is unique to each and every one of my children, and thus each and every assignment can only be revealed to them in their perfect fellowship with me. I direct this word of command to all those who truly love me. Seek me diligently concerning both the spiritual authorities I have raised up for your perfect edification, leading to the fullness of the ministry that I have called you to, and seek me diligently concerning your specific part in the establishment of the local church. Tell my children not to take any preconceived notions concerning these things, for as I establish the local church throughout the earth, I shall at any given time use whosoever and whatsoever I deem necessary to gain the maximum results I seek in the lives and ministries of my children. Time and space is of no consequence to me, and truly I say to you, through my holy apostles and prophets, I shall move with lightning speed throughout the earth in this final hour, and I shall establish my true spiritual authorities in the midst of my people, and I shall bring all those who truly love me into their proper position, both physically and spiritually, regardless of where they have been or where they thought they should be. I shall begin and have already begun to establish great and glorious connections throughout my entire body by this work, and these connections shall go forth in great power to release the fullness of my vision, plan, concerning the local church in their particular locality. And they shall continue to draw upon the anointings in their midst, and in their continued fellowship in and by my Spirit, they shall never wane, decrease, but rather they shall continually increase and expand, and thus shall they fulfill entirely and perfectly the ministry, true kingdom service, that I have anointed them to carry out in this final hour, both individually and corporately. A spirit of stubbornness always operates from a deeply rooted ground of fear, and because this ground is so deeply rooted, most times it will take an abiding diligence in fasting, the fasted life, and prayer. This consistency in maintaining a fasted life will produce the perfect intercession necessary, and the captives shall surely be set free in this final hour. As one enters into the place of abiding in perfect obedience, love, thus rising above every scheme of the spirit of stubbornness, to keep them in bondage to the lower, soul life, the floodgates shall open, and the anointing abiding within them shall begin to be poured forth in full measure and power in this season. Christmas is an event structured by man. Fear of what others think precludes one from walking in the fullness of ministry. The law of divine retribution. If one does not obtain by faith revelation, then they shall surely use that which they acquire by lust, the desire for that which is apart from me, in a spirit of self-indulgence. What one beholds first and foremost with their eyes will always reveal the state of their heart towards me. Willful unforgiveness is the catalyst to an absolute unbelief, mistrust. It is one thing to know something, it is another matter to truly believe, unite one's faith with it. Excess communication produces, allows, unnecessary demonic activity. Only that which is the result, fruit of an absolute faith continually being exercised in an abiding revelation of my word, will, and a strict adherence to the voice of my Spirit, shall survive, rise, or live above the assignment of destruction that Satan has formed against them for their total destruction in this last of the last hour. All doubt is a product of mistrust, and all mistrust is perpetuated by doubt, and is expressed through words and actions that do not correspond with my word, will. Knowledge without, the continual application of wisdom, is a tool in the hands of the devil. It is only as one fixes their eyes upon Jesus, my word, that they will be able to distinguish between true and false authority in this last hour, and only those who are willing to do all of my will shall make the effort and take the time to guard their heart with all diligence.